Hi, good morning. I'm Katie Koontz. That's K A T I E K O O N T Z. And I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I will be facilitator for this public meeting. It's currently 10:02 a.m. on September 28th, 2021. Obviously, with the current coronavirus pandemic, this is a very challenging time, and we'd like to thank you all for taking the time to attend this meeting and to provide your feedback. Please note, we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me, katieko@dor.wa.gov. That's K-A-T-I-E-K-O. @dor.wa.gov. We will now begin with the scheduled public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed language for WAC 458-20-181 or Rule 181, titled Vessels, including Log Patrols, Tugs, and Barges Operating Upon Waters in the State of Washington. Other persons present for this meeting include Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator, and Keith Dacus, management analyst, who is monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. So due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, we are conducting this meeting telephonically, and we do not have any other parties physically present for the meeting. I would like to now ask if we have parties on the phone for this meeting, and I can see that there are several people. So what I will do is go down the participant list and just ask you to identify yourself for the record. And if you're representing someone, please state who you are representing. And also let me know if you will have comments that you would like to make later. I'm going to pull up this participant list, and I'll just go down in order here. The first person I have is Amber Carter. Amber, would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Katie, and thank you. My name is Amber Carter. I am the state lobbyist for the Columbia River Steamship Operators Association. I also represent the Port of Vancouver and the Maritime Fire and Safety Association for this issue area.
All right, thank you. Blaise Sinclair?
Hi, yes, my name is Blaise Sinclair. I'm representing Salt Chuck Resources.
Thank you. Echo Stoll?
Hi, my name is Echo Stoll, and I am the accounting manager for Alaska Marine Lines.
All right, thank you. Jill Mackey? Jill, you are on mute currently. I don't know if you've been trying to speak. I can always come back to you. Jin Choi?
Hello, it's Jin Choi. I'm with Anderson.
Thank you. Josh Dreckenpohl?
They don't have a microphone, but that they're also with Alaska Marine Lines.
Okay, thank you. Megan?
This is Megan Wong with Vigor Industrial.
All right, thank you. Sue Rawl? I'm not hearing from Sue. I'll make a note of you here. And I'll jump back to Jill Mackey. Jill, are you able to introduce yourself?
Jill is also with Vigor Industrial.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you. All right. And then Sue, one more time. Sue Rawls. And Patrick Watkins, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Patrick Watkins. I'm with the Department in the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. I'm a tax policy specialist. and I'm here as an observer.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to introduce themselves that I might have missed? Okay. All right. And this public meeting is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 3405 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public on possible rulemaking prior to taking action to propose a new rule. This meeting was announced through publication in the State Register as WSR 2118094, which was filed with the Code Revisor on August 31st of 2021. There is no proposed draft of this rule. We will be taking comments relating to the rule as it is currently written in WAC 458-20-181. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the rule as it exists. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to the attention of myself, Katie Kuntz, at the following email address. That's katieko@dor.wa.gov. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Before opening the meeting for comments, I will briefly outline the key points the department would like to address in its changes to the rule. The department proposes to update Rule 181 to clarify and update the following. WAC 181 states, charges made for dry docking are not subject to the retail sales tax, provided that such charges are shown as an item separate from charges for repairing. First, there is no definition provided for dry docking. It is unclear what exact services this term is referring to. For example, is it simply a dock from which water is drained for the purposes of servicing a vessel, or may it also refer to vessel haul-out services? The department intends to amend the rule to accurately reflect current practices of dry docking and practices regarding vessel haul-out and vessel repair. Second, the provision appears to conflict with RCW 8208010, subsection 1AI. The statute defines selling price and sales price, highlighting specific charges that cannot be deducted from the total amount of consideration received. When a taxpayer improves, repairs, cleans, or otherwise alters a vessel, any charges to store, transport, or perform any other service necessary to complete the sale, including charges to lift a vessel out of the water, are included in the definitions of retail sale and selling price and should be subject to the same tax treatment as the repair, whether or not they are separately stated. Thus, the existing language in Rule 181 appears to be in conflict with the statute and has no apparent statutory basis. Lastly, the department intends to modernize the formatting and language of the rule. Before we jump into comments, there are some specific questions the department would like to receive feedback on that will aid us in the drafting process. The first question is, do you have different definitions for dry docking and vessel haul out, or do you consider them to be the same? What are the various reasons for which you perform vessel haul-out services? I know in the case of the current rule, we were talking about repair, but we recognize vessels are hauled out for other reasons, such as storage, transportation, or maybe repair is being completed by the vessel owner on their own, so there is no charge for a repair done by a third party. So we would like to hear the other various reasons that vessel haul-out services are performed. How have you traditionally reported sales of vessel haul-out services to the department on your tax return? Please provide responses to these questions and any comments you have as soon as possible. We are hoping to have a proposed rule draft by December at the latest. So at this time, we'd like to hear any comments after you've identified yourself for the record. Also remember, as mentioned earlier, we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing to katieko@dor.wa.gov. Thank you. And so at this time, are there any comments for the record?
Katie, I don't have comments for the record. This is Amber Carter, at least currently. When is the deadline for submitting written comments?
Well, we don't have a specific deadline. Please just send them as soon as possible. I mean, it's best if you can send them within the next 10 business days. But like I said, we're looking to have a draft completed by December. So the sooner that you send us your comments, the better we will be able to consider them in the drafting process. Thank you for that question.
And then just a follow-up, if I might. Has the department considered legislation instead of rulemaking in order for the clarification on the RCW side?
We have not, and I think mostly because we wanted to hear from stakeholders first in order to adapt the rule to current statutory language. You know, in the stakeholder process, if we find that there's something significant that, you know, could possibly require new legislation, that is something we would consider. But at this time, it's not something we are considering.
And if I could just ask one more question, I apologize. Do you have any data right now on the financial side of this question? You know, what is the experience from revenue on collections thus far for this exclusion and deduction, or what kind of experience have you seen on that side of things?
We do not have data on that, and that's partially why we don't have a draft and we're looking to do this stakeholder work now up front, because it's, when it's reported, it's just reported as, you know, service and other or retail sales, so we don't know, you know, what the dollars are behind the actual services that are being provided, and so that's why the feedback here is so important. We have received many questions regarding how vessel haul-out services should be taxed. And so that is one of the things that we would really like to address in the update to the rule.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for your question. Are there any other comments or questions for the record?
Katie, this is Blaze from Saltchuck. I don't have any specific questions related to this, except I was typing furiously, and I was wondering if you could send out your questions that you're asking for to the group in email.
Another thing.
Yes, I could do that. Let me make sure I have, if you wouldn't mind providing your email address in the chat, that way I'll have them, and I can make sure that you are on our list so that we can send you these questions via email. So if all of you wouldn't mind providing those email addresses for me, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments?
Go ahead.
I've hogged the microphone. You go ahead. I'll follow up.
Okay. I was wondering if, I mean, we can, the rule 181 is clearly it's for intrastate, but it doesn't refer to activities or vessels or lightering services, tugs that are for vessels that are for interstate. Wondering if you kind of thought through to see if there's other additional changes that should be made that refers to, because there's no sourcing discussions or examples or that would have a different outcome. The rule is just specifically the taxability, but not addressing potentially interstate, you know, referring to a different rule if it is activities that are for interstate vessels, then that it should referring the tax, you know, readers to another, I think the rule is what, was it 175 or the interstate rule. I think that would be great.
Okay, that's, So what the changes we're considering at this time are the ones that I've outlined, but certainly if you believe there are other issues with this rule, we would like to hear it. If you would like to provide a written comment specifically about other changes you would like to see in the rule, that is appreciated as well, because that, you know, we'd like to also consider making those changes to the rule if they're deemed necessary. So that would be great if you could send that as a written comment about other particular changes you would like to see.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Amber, you had something else?
Yeah, I was going to ask if you have looked at other states or governments to see if they're addressing this and if there are any information that can be gleaned from their definitions.
We haven't particularly looked at other, specifically looked at other states. We came up with this problem regarding dry docking versus vessel haul out because it looks like in the industry, dry docking and vessel haul out can be considered the same thing or, you know, referred to interchangeably. Historically, that has not been the case. It's when the rule was written, we don't know if that was the case. And so that's some of the information that we would like to learn. So we've looked at some industry definitions, but not other states specifically.
I haven't really spent the time I should have, so not as prepared. But what is the thought that why the current language as to the dry docking should not be currently not subject to retail sales tax, but that you the department is considering that it should instead be subject to retail? Like what was the thought process that caused or triggered to make the change?
The trigger for the change is we've had several questions about vessel haul out and how that should be taxed. And that led us to this rule and the language about dry docking and then that language about how dry docking can be billed separately from the repair, even if the dry docking is performed for repair. Because it seems that dry docking or vessel haul out is kind of a ancillary service to, for whatever reason, that vessel is being dry docked or hauled out. So it should be likely taxed in the same manner as whatever service is being performed ultimately on the vessel. Say if it's a repair, it should be subject to retail sales tax. If it's for storage, it should be subject to the storage warehousing B&O tax. And for transportation, it should be subject to a transportation tax. So that's what we're looking at, and we'd like to see if that's, you know, something that the industry is already doing possibly. Or how they're currently taxing vessel haul out and dry docking for and for what reasons those services are being performed.
So is that even if it's separately stated charges, or are you only referring to if it's related as in bundled with the repair or maintenance?
So we don't. What we're seeing here is that with the definition of selling price and the definition of retail sale when it comes to repair, they should not be able to be stated separately, or even if they are stated separately, they should be taxed the same. So whatever the ultimate service that's being performed on the vessel, that haul out or dry docking should be taxed in the same manner, whether or not it is stated separately.
I'm not fully understanding why it would be treated the same if it's separately stated, but that's my opinion.
That's absolutely what we'd like to hear. So if you'd like to provide a comment with reasoning on why it should be taxed differently, we'd love to hear that and consider it as we're drafting the rule.
Okay.
Are you heading towards any definition right now? Do you have any thoughts about the approach that you might take on that definition, absent additional feedback?
You mean, are you referring to the definition for dry docking and for vessel haulout and whether they'll be
right.
treated the same? I think we might be leaning toward considering them, you know, the same. We don't know how frequently dry docking is performed as opposed to vessel haulout currently. You know, as I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned this, but this rule was last updated in 1983. So we don't have, you know, a lot of information on how it was treated then versus how it's treated now. I think we are kind of considering that they are similar enough that they could be treated the same. But if we find that that's not the case, we can always define them separately.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions or comments? Right. And if you haven't,
okay. Sorry, this is Jill Mackey with Vigor. What's the time frame within which you want that input?
As soon as possible, preferably within the next 10 business days so we can best consider your comments as we begin the rule draft. And we hope to have the draft completed by December, at which time we will have the public hearing on the rule draft.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions?
Katie, if you do stick with your current schedule for a draft, a CR 102 by December, what does that put your implementation date timeline at?
That will depend upon any comments we receive at the public hearing. So when we actually have a rule draft, you'll all have a chance to provide input on it again. And if we need to make major changes, you know, that would extend the timeline. If we don't need to make significant changes, you know, the timeline would be shorter. Ultimately, we want to have this rule adopted by the end of the department's fiscal year, which would be by June 30th of 2022. That's the goal. But implementation can vary depending upon comments we receive on the actual draft of the rule.
Thank you.
All right, any other comments or questions? Okay. So before closing this public meeting, I will recap the rulemaking process. This has been the initial public meeting for input regarding proposed changes for Rule 181 on vessels, including log patrols, tugs, and barges operating upon waters in the state of Washington. As a result of the comments received during public meetings, the department will draft a proposed amendment to Rule 181. When the drafting is completed, the draft is filed with the code reviser and is published in the state register, after which a public rulemaking hearing is held. After the hearing, additional changes may be made, and the final draft is filed for adoption with the code reviser. Unlike today's public meeting and the public hearing, the final filing of the rule is not a public process. Rather, when that final draft is filed, it's just a filing of the notice of adoption. Absent an emergency adoption or other, or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law, regardless of when the rule is adopted. Thank you for participating in this public meeting. If you are not on the department's rules notification list, or did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly from the department and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Keith Dacus with your name, mailing address, and email address. Keith can be contacted at keithd@dor.wa.gov. That's K-E-I-T-H-D b@dor.wa.gov. And if you haven't already provided your email address in the chat, please do so so I can follow up with those questions that were stated. This public meeting is now adjourned. For the record, the time is now 10:27 a.m. Thank you.